Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. To begin with, I have a group of friends I ran with in college. We all used to meet up for the 2 o'clock session. Fast forward 30 years, that same group of friends meet up now via group text. I had an issue pop up this summer that I took offense with one of the members. Words went back and forth. It's cool now, but under further review, I was the one at fault. They say it takes a mentally and emotionally secure person to admit when they are wrong. I was wrong, and I'm big enough to come on here and say, money, Mr. West, you were right. I was wrong. I took his words as an insult. We already pieced it up, but recent events brought all that back to my attention. What was the words that led to the verbal battle? I sent a picture of myself to the group, who I forgot likes to tell jokes. I really wasn't in a joking space at the time. He said, "You look like you checked out and you're off the grid somewhere." Yes, I know. You may be thinking, that's nothing to get upset over, right? Well, when you're on a first house annual perfection year, you may understand why I got upset. To understand, you need to know what perfection's year is. The simple definition is an annual advancing. From the day you're born, you advance or progress every year. How are you handling that advancement? That's another story. Your sun progresses 1 degree a year. While that is taking place, the topics or houses of your life advance 1 house or sign as well. Just knowing someone's age, you could know a general topic or theme for that person that year. At the time of the comment, I was on a first house perfection year. The first house is the I am house, the house of the self. I was in rebuild mode while someone was throwing stones from the nosebleed seats at my glass house. I took his comments like I said, fuck it, I give up. Which I didn't, I actually got to work. I have to admit, the picture did appear as if I had been on a mountain chilling in a cave for a few weeks. I did go into a cave, not physically, but during the beginning of COVID, I sat in my cave at home working. I even told you guys about it on episode 12, Level Up. I said on that episode, you should use this time to level yourself up to be in a different space coming out of COVID. It may not look pretty, hence the comments, but if done right, can lead to shocking results. My first house year is over now, and now I've moved on to the second house perfection year. The second house in astrology covers the topics of values and security systems. Those topics will come to the forefront for me this current year. 2 other comments were made to me this week, which left me pondering for days. The first comment was made by a millionaire who looked at me and said, "The reason you're not a millionaire is because you chose happiness." This was a profound statement to me. Left me thinking for days. Is it possible to have money and happiness at the same time? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.